This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If the first time you heard President Obama was after this week's Thursday meeting with Pope Francis at the Vatican, you might think we have a pro-life president, perhaps because Francis welcomed the American president so generously and openly. It seems likely the president was subject to persuasive encouragement to consider the pro-life perspective. Details of the meeting were sparse, but as one journalist put it, the meeting occurred during Hobby Lobby Week. That and the fact that there are numerous lawsuits with hundreds of plaintiffs suing the White House, the most pro-abortion president in history, probably had open ears. One can always pray. Pro-life leaders are lamenting that only a small fraction of unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome actually escape abortion. An Australian news website asks this week if abortion is the beginning of the end for Down syndrome. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other headlines, pro-abortion groups are failing yet again to get the UN to advance abortion. The U.S. House, ignoring the president's proposals, is funding abstinence education, and the U.S. Senate is likely to go along. And a pro-euthanasia member of parliament is using his office to provoke debate in Canada on assisted suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.